Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days for Lent. I'm your host, Kennedy Hall. We're almost there. We're about a week away from Good Friday. Amazing. All right. Today, we're going to be reading John chapter 9 and John chapter 10. I'm going to skip all the introduction stuff. You know where all the links are for everything you might be interested. Those are all in the description box. If you want to go to Italy, you want to buy the sacred music, you want to support the show through YouTube memberships or Substack, or you want to donate to the school, it's all there. All right, let's get into it. John chapter 9. And Jesus, passing by, saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who hath sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, whilst it is day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground, and made clay of the spittle, and spread the clay on his eyes, and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is interpreted, "Sent." He went therefore and washed, and he came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they who had seen him before that he was a beggar, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." But others said, "No, but he is like him." But he said, "I am he." They said therefore to him, "How were thy eyes opened?" He answered, "That man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went, I washed, and I see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He saith, "I know not." They bring him that had been blind to the Pharisees. Now it was the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay, and opened his eyes. Again therefore the Pharisees asked him, how he had received his sight. But he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some therefore of the Pharisees said, "This man is not of God, who keepeth not the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. They say therefore to the blind man again, "What sayest thou of him that hath opened thy eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." The Jews then did not believe concerning him, that he had been blind, and had received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight, and asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. Ask himself, he is of age, let him speak for himself." These things his parents said, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed among themselves that if any man should confess him to be Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore did his parents say, "He is of age, ask himself." They therefore called the man again that had been blind, and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He said therefore to them, "If he be a sinner, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." They said then to him, "What did he to thee? How did he open thy eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you have heard. Why would you hear it again? Will you also become his disciples?" They reviled him therefore, and said, Be thou his disciple, but we are the disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as to this man, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said to them, Why, herein is a wonderful thing, that you know not from whence he is, and he hath opened my eyes. Now we know that God doth not hear sinners, but if a man be a server of God and doth his will, him he heareth. From the beginning of the world it hath not been heard that any man hath opened the eyes of one born blind. Unless this man were of God, he could not do anything. They answered and said to him, Thou wast wholly born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Dost thou believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, I believe, Lord. And falling down, he adored him. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they who see not may see, and they who see may become blind. And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard, and they said unto him, Are we also blind? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you should not have sin. But now you say, We see, your sin remaineth. Chapter 10. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he hath let out his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But a stranger they follow not, but fly from him, because they know not the voice of strangers. This proverb Jesus spoke to them, but they understood not what he spoke to them. Jesus therefore said to them again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All others, as many as have come, are thieves and robbers, and the sheep heard them not. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and go out, and shall find pastures. The sheep cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling flieth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. And I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. A dissension rose again among the Jews for these words. And many of them said, He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear you him? Others said, These are not the words of one that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews therefore came round about him and said to him, How long dost thou hold our souls in suspense? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I speak to you, and you believe not. The works that I do in the name of my Father, they give testimony of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. and I give them life everlasting, and they shall not perish forever, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. That which my Father hath given me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of the hand of my Father. I and the Father are one. The Jews then took up stones to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works I have showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God was spoken, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you will not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. They sought therefore to take him, and he escaped out of their hands. And he went again beyond the Jordan, into that place where John was baptizing first, and there he abode. And many resorted to him, and they said, John indeed did no sign. But all things whatsoever John said of this man were true, and many believed in him. This concludes another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days. I will see you tomorrow.